A reading from the book of Sirach. And now bless the God of all, who has done wondrous things on earth, who fosters people's growth from their mother's womb and fashions them according to his will. May he grant you joy of heart, and may peace abide among you. May his goodness toward us endure in Israel, to deliver us in our days. Verbum Domini. Lord, I thank you for your faithfulness and love.
Lord, I thank you for your faithfulness and love.
I will give thanks to you, O Lord, with all of my heart, for you have heard the words of my mouth. In the presence of the angels, I will sing your praise. I will worship at your holy temple.
Lord, I thank you for your faithfulness and love.
I will give thanks to your name because of your kindness and your truth. When I called, you answered me. You built up strength within me.
Lord, I thank you for your faithfulness.
All the kings of the earth shall give thanks to you, O Lord, when they hear the words of your mouth, and they shall sing of the ways of the Lord. Great is the glory of the Lord. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always on your account for the grace of God bestowed on you in Christ Jesus, that in you we're enriched in every way with all discourse and all knowledge. As a testimony to Christ was confirmed among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift, as you wait for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will keep you firm to the end, irreproachable in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, and by him you were called to fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Verbum Domini.
You.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. And as he was entering a village, 10 persons with leprosy met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice, and he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has not this foreigner returned to give thanks to God? Then he said to him, stand up and go. Your faith has saved you. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
On behalf of Michael Warsaw and Doug Keck and Monse Alvarado and the staff of EWTN, all throughout the world, we have staff throughout the world, not just here in Irondale, but all throughout the world, over 600 employees now. And also the Friars, the Franciscan Missionaries of the Eternal Word, I wish you, our EWTN family, a very peaceful and happy and blessed Thanksgiving. We are grateful for another year of proclaiming the eternal word, Jesus, through the Global Catholic Television Network. 43 years and counting since Mother Angelica flipped the switch August 15th, 1981. In the name of Jesus, who is Lord, may his eternal word be proclaimed. Those are the words that she said when she flipped the switch of EWTN 43 years. In the name of Jesus, who is Lord. Everything in the name of Jesus. The Friars give thanks to Almighty God for the foundation of our religious community in 1987, 6 years after EWTN was founded. Our small band of friars that works closely with EWTN and our staff to evangelize and preach the gospel through the modern means of social communication. And we give thanks to the Lord of the harvest for sending us laborers for his harvest, especially in the last 2 years, for sending us Brother Pier Giorgio and Anthony, our postulant. And certainly not least, thank you to you, our EWTN family at home throughout the world for making this work possible, for making what we do here possible, for the mission of EWTN to continue throughout the world to provide solid Catholic content for social media to evangelize the next generation. And may God bless you abundantly for your generosity. During the preface dialogue at Mass, the priest says, the Lord be with you and with your spirit. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just. You might say that we were created to give thanks to God. The holy angels adore, praise, and give thanks to God unceasingly. In the preface today, I will pray, it is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For although you have no need of our praise, yet our thanksgiving is itself your gift. Since our praises add nothing to your greatness, but profit us for salvation through Christ our Lord. And so with the company of angels, we praise you, and with joy we proclaim. The ability to raise our voices, limited that they are from a cold, to God, is God's gift. God's gift. Just the ability to give thanks to God, to recognize that everything is a gift. We couldn't do that without him. He is the creator and we are the creatures. He is the one necessary being. We are contingent beings. In other words, God does not need us to exist. God exists without us. Our existence hangs on God's existence. Without God, we would be not just dust, but we'd be annihilated. We wouldn't exist. We are dependent upon God. He is the one supreme being, the Holy Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. He is being and existence itself. All things are created and exist through him and in him. We need God for our existence, even to cry out to him, to give thanks, to say thanks, presupposes that God is the creator. And he's given you that gift to be able to say thanks. The preface says, he has no need of our praise. The Lord doesn't need us as we need him to exist. We are dependent upon God for our existence, and we owe him everything. Gratitude changes everything. Gratitude is transformative. It changes our disposition. It changes the way we get up in the morning. It changes the way we look at people. It changes the way we interact with people. Gratitude is more than an interior disposition. It is this interior disposition, rather, before it is expressed in words. It starts from the inside out, before we even say thank you. From the earliest years, one of the first lessons parents teach their children is to be thankful, right? Did your mommy and daddy teach you how to be thankful? Yeah, to say thank you to people? From the earliest years, you hear children saying a thank you, and often a smile comes back in a little giggle, just like this little cute girl. A thank you might be said throughout the world daily more than I love you. Thank you. Just those words, thank you. Even before we say I love you to somebody, we're thankful for them. Thank you. You can say, is like the firewood that gives birth to charity, that allows us to even say, I love you, I adore you, God. Thank you. Mother Angelica used to say, the whole world needs to say, or hear, the whole world needs to hear two things with strength and power. God loves you, and I love you. God loves you. And I love you. How those words change us when we recognize that we're loved by God, that we're loved by our Creator. You must say it often to your friends. The world is not starving, she says, from lack of money, but it's starving from a want of love. From our desire to love. It's starving. People are starving to be loved. Not from a want of money, resources. We have plenty of that. But really love. And that's a free gift. No matter how much you say, I love you, it continually grows and grows and grows. Perhaps we don't love correctly because we aren't grateful. An interior disposition of thanks is what leads to greater love. And you might say that gratitude is the fuel that contributes to greater love of God and love of neighbor. And I dare say that love is not possible without thanksgiving. without gratitude. A young boy named Jacob lived in a shelter after losing his home in a fire. And one day his family received donated items, including a warm blanket for him. And soon after, Jacob saw another boy without a blanket. And without hesitation, he handed over his own blanket, saying, I'm already so lucky, and I feel so lucky that I have family with me. And when asked why he gave it away, Jacob said these words, I have enough. I have enough. In other words, I'm thankful for what I have, and I recognize that somebody else is wanting. They have a void. And this little boy, Jacob, understood what truly matters in life. The 10 lepers in the gospel were healed of their leprosy by the Lord Jesus. As they were walking to show themselves to the priest, they were healed. And this struck me as I was preparing for this. The lepers weren't healed in front of the Lord Jesus, but they were healed as they were going away. Jesus commanded them, go show yourselves to the priests. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice. And he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. All 10 were healed of their physical leprosy. Their healing was a gift from the Creator. We might wonder what that conversation looked like after they recognized that they were healed, all 10 of them. We might wonder what they did and they said to one another. Maybe there were originally more than one that were amazed and wanted to go back to tell Jesus. But perhaps they were influenced by others not to go back. Let's keep going forward. They were drawn in by their selfishness of the crowd, just like we are sometimes. Not to give thanks. Not to have gratitude. Falling prey to just falling with what the crowd does. And today, on Thanksgiving Day, please take this opportunity to tell someone directly how thankful you are for them. Not simply for what they provide for you, but how thankful you are that they exist. Just that they are, that God has created them as a gift. Not for what they provide. We can say thank you often for what we get from people, our gifts. But how often do we say thank you for someone's existence? That they simply exist. Thanksgiving has the capacity to heal families. Heal families. Thanksgiving, gratitude. And let that healing begin today with your own family, wherever you may be. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. God bless you and thank you.